We delayed from yesterday item 5, which is the annual election of chair and vice chair, in anticipation of going through this process. Believe you would like to read a statement proxy from vice chair Dr. Hunter.
Yes, and I'm going to read off my computer here in that really tiny print.
Would you like my glasses?
I got my own, thank you. Okay, so I received an email last night from Dr. Hunter, and our attorney, Tamron Austin, was CC'd on this email. I am submitting, this is from Dr. Hunter. I'm submitting my proxy vote for chair for Dr. Jean-Pierre Wolfe. And also, if nominated by the board, I will accept the position of vice chair. And thank you for your assistance in this matter.
All right. So I will leave to, you know, my fellow board members here, but I'm certainly willing to continue as chair this year 2017, and would look forward to work again in tandem with our vice chair, Dr. Hunter. So I'll have now my colleagues speak.
Dr. Wolf, my only hesitation in nominating you for chair is that the amount of time and energy you've put in and your work ethic has been a little intimidating to the rest of us, but I happily nominate you for another term as chair.
Thank you.
And Dr. Wolf, my only concern is that I received a call from your wife about a week ago, and she pleaded with me, please, I forget what he looks like. I rarely see him. If there's anything you can do, but don't mention my name. I wholeheartedly, you know, support you continuing on in chair. You have really been doing an exemplary job. And I think going way beyond the call of duty for what the position requires. And, it just has been, I think, remarkable with all of the things you've been involved with. And you do a great job. I mean, you have my support.
Well, thank you.
And same with Dr. Hunter, too. So, for that matter.
And, you know, coming from you, Mr. Young, as being with the board, how many years?
17 years this year, yeah. I think.
So, you know, certainly.
I've seen a few chairs come and go before me, but I think over time we have, improved the quality of who has been here. I think the chair position used to be one that was just rotated kind of routinely, you know, just to give everybody a chance, which is nice also to do. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think when someone really, you know, has the time and the energy and the desire to roll up their sleeves and put in that extra effort, I just think it speaks well for our board and our agency. So, good job.
Thank you. And
just to echo a lot of the sentiment around your engagement and involvement throughout the region, I think it's exceptional. I would love to see you return as chair, Dr. Hunter as vice chair as well, who I just respect and admire as well for her articulation of the issues as well as her passion for what I call the water world. And I just appreciate you always checking in with us as board members, as newer board members. I know I really appreciate our conversations about how to further engage and how to further make the most and best use of our time here on the board. Thanks very much.
Mayor Delgado.
Yes, thank you, Monica, for serving as you have. I think you're a great I think you're a great team, and I'd be willing to donate to the spouse's sanity fund. Right now, there's two members. Jeff's wife is still recovering, and your wife deserves that kind of support, too. But seriously, thanks go to your wife and family for the support they have to give you for you to be able to do such a great job.
I wonder if my wife has been sending tweets to you guys.
I got one.
Thank you very much, and you know I certainly accept the nomination. And I know Dr. Hunter had an emergency, that's why she cannot be here. Both days, you know, is looking forward also working with all of us. And I think 2017 is going to be a challenging year, but also a very good year. And we also, you know, this work doesn't get done without the help of all of the staff. Okay, so the bottom line is all of you staff and Mr. Robertson, you know, you make me look good. So I'll leave it as that. So thank you very much. And that goes for you too, Tammy. Thank you.
So I'll make a motion, if I may, Mr. Chair, to move as chair Jean-Pierre Wolfe for 2017.
The motion does not require a second.
Okay.
And let the record reflect that all members have spoken in favor of the nomination, so there has been ample time to consider nominees.
Okay.
All right. So. Yeah. Yeah, we'll put a vote.
Do you want to vote for Vice Chair separately?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the motion for Chair only. And go ahead and roll call.
Thank you. Chair Wolf?
Yes.
Chair Hunter? Absent.
Let the record reflect that she is an honorary aye vote.
Thank you. Member Cervantes?
Yes.
Member Delgado?
Yes.
Member Gray? Absent. Member Johnson?
Yes.
Member Young?
Yes.
Thank you.
And then for the Dr. Hunter as vice chair?
I'll make the same motion to move Monica Hunter for vice chair for 2017.
Same thing, no second is required. You can do a roll call vote.
Thank you. Chair Wolf?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hunter?
And the record will reflect she's an honorary aye vote.
Member Cervantes?
Yes.
Member Delgado?
Before I vote yes, I want to make sure it's clear if there's a process for a proxy vote. And I ask the chair, Senator Monica, can her vote count? But my vote is yes.
Yes.
Did you want me to reply to that, or we can chat off the record?
I mean, after the vote's taken, that's fine, too.
Member Gray? Absent. Member Johnston?
Yes.
Member Yount?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right, so.
Yeah, just if we can get.
So there's clarification on whether or not you can vote by proxy, and so. The answer to that is typically no, that you must be present to have a vote, and so that's why we've indicated in the record that this is an honorary vote for Vice Chair Hunter, that she's not present, she's indicated her support for these matters, and because the vote is not anywhere close, it doesn't actually matter how she's voted on the matter. And again, this is honorary. This would not be something that we would do on an ordinary basis for any sort of contested matters or any normal matters that come before the board.
So is there a proxy vote allowed for any issue?
No, we've made this up. This is considered honorary just in respect to her for her family emergency and her email this morning, and only for this matter.
I was curious when I heard the word proxy.
That's yes, this is complete fiction right now.
I'm assuming it's normal practice, because I've seen it in other situations, however, for somebody to be able to accept a nomination in absentia.
Yes.
All right, so thank you for the clarification.